Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for that text for today, for this Wednesday. Nothing is impossible with God. And how awesome is that? I mean, because everything that we go through, we know that nothing is impossible. Even when it doesn't look like it's going to happen, you know, God has a way of pulling it through. And we just thank God, first of all, because he is truly the head of our lives. He is truly our Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And we get up here on the master's call. We tap in, we dial in, we press in, and we look forward to waking up into the presence of God here on the master's call. Good morning to every single one of you. So many of you are out there driving, and I pray traveling graces be upon you and that you would have a safe journey to your destinations. So many of you are still at home, and I pray as you are getting ready to go out this morning, getting ready to go out and to be that great minister in the marketplace, that everything is in alignment with what God would have you to do on this day, that you would go out with purpose, with anticipation and expectation of great things to happen. So I am Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm here in Inglewood, California, and it is truly a pleasure to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Wednesday, May the 30th, 2012, where all is well in 2012. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, it is an honor to have each one of you on the line this morning. See, this call started back in October of 2010, and it has been moving forward in a mighty way ever since the birth of this call. And I just thank God for birthing the Master's Call, because I don't know what I would do without this call and this season in my life. It's so much that has been said, so much that has been done through this ministry every single Monday through Friday. And I just thank God for the founders, and I thank God for their, yes, I thank God that they surrendered and allowed for each of us to tap into this call, that when we call in each day, that our lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we are ready to begin our day. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." See, every day here on the Master's Call, we begin in prayer and we end in prayer. So many of you have had prayer requests and praise reports, and we lift those up to the Lord. We stand in agreement. You know, we stand in one accord, and we know that the power of God works in prayer. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So as we are yearning and we're seeking to be holy and to be righteous here, we know that the Lord will answer our prayers. So we thank God for each of you. So many of you on the line are Artists International Distributors, and we are the A family, a family of health and wellness, a family that is transforming lives all around the world. One appointment with Artists will truly change your life, and whether you're using the products or whether you are working it as a business or a ministry, Artists has something for you. And if you're not an artist distributor on this line this morning and you are invited by someone who is an artist, then we say get back with that person and allow them to share with you truly what Artists International is about. And this is not just an artist call, but this call is open to every single believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are not, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, this is also a platform for you to get to know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is, because so many of us out there are lost, so many of us out here are unchurched, but here you can find out who the Lord is. And I'm sure by the time you finish listening to this call day after day, your relationship with God will be so much closer than ever before, and you will truly know what it is that he would have in store for you. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and move on and ask Sister Bonita if she would come to the line this morning and go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer. Sister Bonita, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Awesome. Awesome. Good morning, TMC family. We come to you in prayer this morning, Father God. This 30th of May, 2012, all is well. Father, we thank you. We thank you just for being you. Father, in Matthew 29 and 11, you told us that the only thing that you want for us is good, Father. We receive that. We know that you are our Father and that, as in any parent, what you seek for us is only good. Father, we receive it also in Psalm of David 30 and 5. Father, we come to you, this TMC call, and we thank you for the Des de Leon family and their vision. We ask you, Father, to keep them covered in prayer as they move forward in their vision. Father, we also ask you to keep the Platinum President leadership in prayer, from that Platinum President all the way to the individual that joined just 1 minute ago, Father. We ask you to also keep in prayer Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as they continue to share the word with us, Father, as they continue to brighten up our mornings, Father, as we get up every morning, Father, by your grace, as we come to the phone every morning, Father, to hear your word, Father, we thank you for their yes. We thank you for their leadership. Father, we clear the airs. We ask you to just keep those in prayer that are doing any traveling mercy. Father, we ask you to cover them. We ask you, Father, to keep all attentive to your word that will come forth this morning, Father, that you open up our minds, bodies, and our spirits, Father, to receive this word. Father, we just continue to come here every morning. And just so that we let Satan know, Satan, we bind you. Matthew 16 and 23 says, you step behind us, Satan, as we receive this word. Father, we continue to come to you. We continue to want to look well in your eyes, Father. And with this, Father, we say we have this prayer in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Bonita, for opening the airways and clearing the byways and clearing the lines this morning so that the word of the Lord will go forth this morning. God bless you. At this time, it is time to hear from the Lord this morning, to see what's upon the heart of his vessel this morning, that she would come to the line this morning and share with us what's on her heart. She has been doing a profound series on prayer, and I thank God for her. I thank God for her heart. She is Robin B. Wilson. She is from New Jersey. She is the prayer general here on the Master's Call. She is truly a woman after God's heart. She so loves her family, and she so loves each one of you on this line this morning. So at this time, without further ado, I would like to bring to you this morning none other than my sister, Robin B. Wilson, at this time. Elder Wilson, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister. Take it away. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, and I love you. I love you very, very much. Good morning, family, and I want to say I love Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I love Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I so love my King, my Lord, my Savior, my Deliverer, and I love you, the Master's family, and I'm honored to be on the call and to complete the series that we begun a few weeks ago, many weeks ago, I believe, on praying the scriptures. And remember, God has said to us, he asked us, are we hungry for a transformed life? And we know that Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, has been teaching us about being transformed, having our lives changed. We've heard words like being selfless. We've heard that God is the potter and we're his clay and he's molding us. And it's just a blessing to know that no matter where you are with your walk, it's okay. Each one of us are growing. Each one of us are learning. Each one of us has Jesus to be our example. And it's a privilege to be on this journey because we know that there is nothing that is impossible, not one thing that is impossible with our God. Every single thing can be accomplished according to his plan and his purpose and his will for our lives. So the scripture that we were standing on is found in Philippians 4:6, and it read, in everything by prayer, you're going to make your request made known to God. And he said to us also in Joshua 4:2, that yet you do not have because you do not ask. And we studied and we continue to study. We know that as we come forward and we spend time with God, we know that there is nothing that's impossible for him. We know that without faith, we can't please him. So we are asking in faith. We are believing as we pray. And we know that when we pray, we receive right then and there. We're just waiting for it to manifest because we know it will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. In Matthew 9, verses 37 through 38, and this is the New American Standard Translation, he said, then he said to his disciples, and this is Jesus speaking, think about it, to us, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. But we are those workers. We are the men and women of God. We are part of the kingdom of God. We are the church, and we are going forward. We will speak his word. We will lay hands on the sick and see them recover. We will pray the scriptures over somebody else. We're going to exercise the authority that God has given us. And remember, you find the scripture. It's not about you. You pray it over somebody else. And here's an example, as I've given you many. Lord God, I thank you because you came with healing on your wings. You sent your word, and you healed Evangelist Beatty and Melvin. And Father God, we thank you that by the stripes that Jesus accepted on his body, they are healed in Jesus' name. So again, me, you, exercising the authority that we have to speak his word. We're going to pray it, we proclaim it, we decree it by faith, we believe it, and it is so, because God's word will not return void. The effective prayer of a righteous man, we can accomplish much. But remember, you got to pray God's will. You got to pray his word. You have to use the scriptures, the Bible, its basic instructions before we leave this earth. So you're speaking it over someone, maybe your neighbor, maybe your sister, maybe your coworker, maybe a TMC family member. Each and every single one of us, we're on this call on Friday, and we hear the praise reports, and we hear the prayer requests. Lift up the saints. Lift up that man or woman who may not yet know God. Call them into the kingdom. Bring them out of that darkness into the marvelous light of our dear Son. Hallelujah, Jesus. It can be done because we're believing it, we're speaking it, we're proclaiming it, and it is so because it's God's word. Again, putting someone's name in the scripture. Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. And it says in his word that God is our peace. He's our strength. He's our joy. He's our savior. He's our refuge. So here I put someone's name in the scripture. Father, you said in your word, and if you want to, family, you can even bring back to God's remembrance the scripture. Psalm 18:1-3, Lord, you said that you are Asia's joy and her peace. And you said, Lord, that you will be with her no matter what. And you said, Lord, there is nothing that is too difficult for you. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We are called, sisters and brothers of Christ, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And what that means is we're supposed to be praying on a regular basis for our neighbors, for those individuals, bringing their needs to God. People who are on fire for God, and I was reading this, I thought this was awesome. We pray regularly. Yes, we do. It's part of our life. It just comes out that way. We speak his word, we believe it, and we pray on a regular basis. We live to please our Father. We live to see lives change. It's not about us all the time, because when we put God first, he's taking care of us. So make a list of the people that you want to pray for, and go ahead and get started. We know that when you intercede, it's a self-sacrifice. You are pouring out yourself to pray for somebody else. And then the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 2, first of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. We are the saints of God. We are the body of Christ. We may not have a king, but we have a president and a vice president. We have those in authority over us. We have Pastor Vanessa. We have Dr. PK. We have platinum presidents. We have the Diaz de Leon family. You have your mother, your father. Pray for those in authority so that they can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. Let's do it. Let's trust him. Let's believe the word. Let's speak it, and let's proclaim it in the name of Jesus, because we know God, he hears our prayers. God said that he's not going to be absent. He said he's with us always. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. And God is not going to leave his people that have to go to court or who are on trial. He will stand in court as their advocate to plead on their behalf. I thought that was powerful. And that was written by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a powerful man of God in his day. And he knew his God. He said, God will not be absent when his people are on trial. He will stand in court as their advocate to plead on their behalf. Yes, he will. He is the one who has the final word. So put somebody's name in the scripture and call it forward. Lord, you are a covenant-keeping God, and you are faithful to your promises regarding the court dates of every single one of your children represented on this call, the Master's call. I thank you that you are with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that they have your favor, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Find the scripture, stand on it, and list the names of those individuals, and then watch God work in the name of Jesus. 1 John 5:14 says that this is the confidence that we have toward him. And I know you have confidence. I have confidence. He said that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So, family, let's do it. Let's speak it. Let's believe it. Let's decree it. By faith, it pleases our God. And let's watch his word go forward, because his word is not going to return void. So when you speak God's word over your own life and even over the lives of others, we are releasing the power of God. And that power is working in our life. It's working in those lives of those individuals. God said it. All we're doing is releasing what he's already said, what he has already decreed before the foundation of the world. He said that he is the great I am. He said, I am that I am. He told Moses to go forward and speak his word. He told Moses And Moses did that. He said to Pharaoh, you let my people go. And they were set free. So we have the same authority. We have Jesus. Moses didn't even have Jesus. We got Jesus who did everything. He was our example here on this earth. And when he died, he said it was finished. And glory to God, he rose again. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalf. So if he's making intercession on our behalf, and we're supposed to be an example like him, we are going to make intercession on somebody else's behalf. Amen. I am preaching myself happy, as Minister Kenneth Hagin would say. Glory to God. I will be an intercessor. I will pray for others, and I know you will too, family. When we pray, we are honoring God. It strengthens our life. And you know what? When we pray the word, we are overriding all those negative scripts that we've spoken or others may have spoken over us. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. They are null and void in Jesus' name. Those words will not prosper in the name of Jesus. So exercise your priesthood as a man and woman of God, trusting God, knowing that he will bring it to pass. We want to have his mindset, and we know that another requirement when we pray, or even before we pray, and for God to even answer prayers, we have to make sure that there is no unforgiveness in our hearts. And that can be a series all by itself, but according to Mark 11, 25, 26, the Lord says that whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, you better forgive them. I put the you better part in there. He says, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. So we don't want to have our blessings blocked. We want to make sure that we can go forward boldly to his throne, and we can intercede on behalf of somebody else, and we can see their lives change. As Minister Tiffany said, and the evangelist in her, there are men and women who do not know God, and they need to know our Lord. They need to know the joy and the peace that we have. They need to know that they don't have to be poor anymore. They need to know it doesn't matter if you went to school or didn't go to school, that there is a God that loves you no matter what. He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't care what color you are. So pray them in the kingdom of God. Pray the word and watch God work in their lives. Let them know they don't have to have shackles anymore, that veil of darkness will be removed in the name of Jesus. And last but not least, family, I love to pray. I love this series. I will continue on and on and on all the days of my life just talking about prayer. But the Lord, and this is the blessing that I speak over you, Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to teach us, because we will continue to seek. We will continue to knock. We will continue to see doors open in the name of Jesus. Lord, may your grace and your kindness be experienced throughout the lives of the TMC family today, Father, and forevermore. May they enjoy partnering with you. May they continue to honor you, Father, and become more like you. We want to be selfless. We want to intercede on behalf of others. Lord, may we not be concerned so much about our needs, because you said you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing. So, Lord, we bless you in the name of Jesus, and we will continue on this journey, Father God, and may your love continue to grow in us as we are being transformed each and every single day. Surround our hearts and our minds to be filled with you and have the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, I love you, and back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Thank you, Elder Wilson for that profound message, that profound series, Praying the Scriptures. There's so much meat in her series that if you missed any of it, you can go back to our website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will hear the information there on Praying the Scriptures, as well as after this call today, you can use our callback, our replay number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number that you use to dial into this call. So remember, speak it, say it, believe it, declare it, receive it, release it, ask, seek, knock, and receive it, because nothing is impossible with God. At this time, Minister Tammy, if you would come to the line this morning and seal this call in prayer, we would greatly appreciate it. Are you there?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. Father God, we come before your throne this morning, just thanking you for another day, thanking you for being our Heavenly Father. Father God, we just lift up your name on today, knowing that you are a righteous God, knowing that you are a merciful God. Father, you are a faithful God. You are our strong tower, and we thank you, Father God. We come before you on this morning, Lord, with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness, O Father God, for our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord God, we come in earnest heart, asking you to hear prayer requests this morning, O Father, knowing that you do hear them in the morning. We lift up to you, Lord, our prayer requests on today. Father, we ask you to bless Ada. Lord God, you said that if Ada would ask anything in your name, then it shall be given. Father God, we know that you are faithful, Lord God, and that you said that you would supply all of her needs. Father, we know that you will supply the needs of Jesse, Lord God. As you know every need before she even asks, O Father God, you shall supply them, O Father God, just as you do for the birds of the air, who sow, who reap, nor gather into barns. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We thank you, O Father God, for your word that will never return unto you void, but it will do what you have sent it forth to do. Lord God, we thank you, O Father God, that you will be in the courtroom with Minister Amber, with Joseph, O Father God, and all of us who have legal cases before the court on today. God, we know that you are a covenant-keeping God, as Minister Robin has taught us, and your word teaches us as well. Father God, we pray for the favor of God to be upon us. Your word says that you hold the heart of kings in your hand, and Lord God, you can turn it at your will. Father God, we speak that it shall be favor in the direction of your believers, O Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you will give peace to Yvette and Andre. Father God, peace that your word says that peace that the world does not give, but this world you have already overcome, and the peace that can never be taken away. God, we pray for your shalom peace, not only for Andre and Yvette, but for all of those who have lost loved ones. Oh, Father God, give them the peace, Lord. Give them sanctity, Lord God. Do what only you can do in their lives. Father God, we thank you for Minister Robin on today. God, we thank you for this heavenly woman, this fearful woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, that she fears you, that she loves you, that she teaches us your word and how to come to your throne. We thank you that the veil was rent from top to bottom. God, that we may now approach your throne, Father God. We thank you that we can have a right relationship with you. We ask you to bless her, and we feel her, Father God. We feel her for pouring out into us. Lord God, we receive your word on today. We thank you for your word, and we seal this word on today in the blood of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for all of the Master's Call listeners and faithful followers that come on this line. God, we thank you for being in their lives. We thank you for being available to them. All they have to do is call on you and believe, oh, Father God, that you are Jesus, that you are the Lord of their life, and, Father God, that you were risen from the dead. We thank you for the founders of this call, Lord God. We lift them up to you and ask you to continue to lead them and guide them, oh, Father God. Continue to keep your presence with us at all times. Lord, we thank you for this word. We receive it and declare and decree that it falls on good ground and that we will go out and minister to do your work as according to your will. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for sealing the word and sealing this call out in prayer. to you, Sister Benita. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Elder Robin Wilson, thank you so much for greeting the people this morning and also for that profound word, praying the scriptures. And this call would not be what it is without each of you who have called in, who have shouted out your name, and who is on the line this morning, even the ones who have not called out your name. We know who you are, and God knows as well. And we pray that as you go out on this Wednesday, the middle of the week, we're almost at the end of the month of May, and I know that great things have been happening already, and greater things are on the way. But as you go out, I pray that you will accept and obey the will of God, that you will walk in your purpose and your plan that he has for your life, and that you will be that great minister in the marketplace. Remember, as you go out today, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, that you will realize that nothing is impossible with God. God bless you all. We love you, and we will hear you on the line tomorrow. Goodbye for now.